Tona Happy Hour on Friday nights. Ann Reynolds and Clavi Gringa will be at the North City Bistro. Kelly Johnson Quartet at Tula's and Devon Lewis Limited Edition Trio plays at the Musiquarium at the Triple Door. And baritone saxophonist Gary Smullyan will also front a quartet at Boxley's in North Bend on Saturday night. Susan Pascal's quartet with Mark Seals will be playing at Tula's. More information about good places to go for live jazz can be found on the KPLU Jazz Calendar, as well as earshot.org Jazz Calendar, and also daily updates at seattlejazzscene.com. Smullyan on baritone saxophone there, heard with a group including the organist Mike LaDon, Peter Bernstein on guitar, who was here last week, and Kenny Washington on drums, and a tune called Blues for DP. That DP is Don Patterson. Gary Smullyan, the baritone saxophonist, is going to be making a couple of appearances in the area next weekend, Friday in Arlington and Saturday at Boxley's in North Bend. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for joining us today for Jazz Northwest. We'll be back again next Sunday at this same time. Next week, a concert by Anna Villanova from Seattle Art Museum. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, 89.3, KPLK Cedar Woolley, 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.
This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Welcome to all of you, wherever you are. Bud Shank, alto saxophonist and flutist, starts the parade today. Pacific Jazz Records in Los Angeles, 1956.
Thank you.
Bud Shank, alto and flute, 1956, Los Angeles, Pacific Jazz Records. Nocturne for Flute by Claude Williamson, who was playing the piano there. And Walkin' by Richard Carpenter. Don Prell on string bass and Chuck Flores doing fine brushwork on the drums, Bud Shank. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at KPLU.org.
On September 30th, join the KPLU Travel Club for a two-week adventure in Australia. The trip begins with a visit to the Manly Jazz Festival in Sydney, then it's off to Melbourne and the vineyards of the Yarra Valley. We'll also explore the Great Barrier Reef, take a gondola trip over the Queensland rainforest, and learn how to abbreviate the phrase, good day, mate. Space is limited, so make your reservations now at kplu.org. Support for KPLU comes from the 18th Annual Jazz in the Valley, a three-day music festival in historic downtown Ellensburg, celebrating straight-ahead jazz and blues with over 24 acts, as well as microbrews, Northwest wines, and local fresh fare. Information at jazzinthevalley.com.
Otis Spann now for you, playing the piano or the organ and singing. 1969, Vanguard Records.
You know I'm going back home. I gotta go. I got a poor little wife down there and two hungry little kids. When I left there, you know, I was a square. But I wouldn't run from home. Everybody down there loves me, and I know it. I'm gonna tell you where I'm going in a few minutes. Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come. Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come. Well, I'm going to Mississippi, back out. My poor little raggedy kid was running around the house. And I knew that I was wrong, but that woman, I just couldn't understand her. But you know I'm going back home, and I'm gonna do something about it. Believe me. Watch it. Well, I'm going to Mississippi, buy me a house and home. Well, I'm going to Mississippi, buy me a house and home. That's where I came from. Well, I watch out, Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come. Why don't you watch out, Mississippi? Mississippi, here I come. I'll carry on.
Otis Spann playing the organ and the piano and singing for you. 1969 Vanguard Records, with him lead guitar Barry Melton, rhythm guitar Luther Johnson, string bass Josh Davidson, and on the drums Lonnie Taylor. And they did a couple of Spann compositions, Home to Mississippi and Blues is a Botheration. Great word for it. Otis Spann. Right here on 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from CareForce, a local company providing personal and live-in care for seniors and people with chronic illness. The CareForce mission is to help adults remain safely in the comfort of their own homes. CareForce, serving Greater Seattle since 1999. More information at careforce.com.
Dizzy Gillespie now on a kind of special record, I think. It was done in Paris in 1952 for Vogue, the great Parisian record label. And Dizzy had Don Byas with him playing tenor, Arnold Ross from L.A. playing the piano, Joe Benjamin bass, Bill Clark on drums. And it's as if this was kind of a rehearsal and a practice and so on and so forth, but they kept it and issued it. We'll hear three. Dizzy Gillespie in Paris, 1952.
Thank you.
Dizzy Gillespie with his trumpet, his quintet, Paris, 1952, Vogue Records. Don Byas on tenor saxophone, and it's interesting because Byas is simply sustaining tones, doing what musicians do a lot of, you know, backing somebody, making them better by supporting. And Arnold Ross on piano, and Joe Benjamin bass, Bill Clark on drums. Hurry Home, She's Funny That Way, and I Cover the Waterfront, Vogue Records, Dizzy and His Friends, Paris, 1952. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from Northwest University in Kirkland, offering a master's degree in international community development, designed for innovators who want to create culturally responsive programs to address social issues at home and abroad. Details at discovernu.com/change.
Support for KPLU comes from Coastal Jazz, proudly presenting Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett in concert on May 25th and 26th in Vancouver, B.C. during Memorial Day weekend. Tickets and info at coastaljazz.ca.
So we're on the highway speeding southward out of Tehran.
From the deserts of Iran to the plains of North Dakota.
This is a classic main street. I'm standing on Dakota Avenue.
Every day, Morning Edition takes you to the news.
A trip that's made complete by KPLU's daily tour of Northwest news and analysis. Coverage that gets us all off on the right foot.
Come along for the journey. Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition, weekdays from 4 until 9 on KPLU.
And this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, always happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Two drummers now going to chase each other. Atlantic Records, 1964. And that's always in good fun. The two drummers, Philly Joe Jones, who is essentially the leader of the band, and Elvin Jones, no relation, 1964 Atlantic Records. Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Hank Mobley tenor saxophone, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and we'll hear Brown Sugar, written by Walter Davis. In the exchanges, either four measures or eight measures, you play four, I play four, that sort of thing. The leader is Philly Joe Jones, and then Elvin comes in, and also for the choruses where they take full solos.
Thank you.
two drummers, Billy Joe Jones and Elvin Jones, Atlantic Records, 1964, having a conversation. Think about that. I mean, how old is the tradition of communicating through sound of drumming? Ancient. Blue Mitchell, trumpet. Curtis Fuller, trombone. Hank Mobley on tenor. Wynton Kelly, piano. Paul Chambers, bass. And one called Brown Sugar, the composition that they were playing, written by Walter Davis. And the exchange between Philly Joe Jones and Elvin Jones, 4 measures apiece, and then 8 measures apiece. And each time, whether it was a full solo or an exchange, Philly Joe started. 1964. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5. KPLI Olympia 90.1. KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3. KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9. And streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. And this program is The Art of Jazz. Something for B.B. King now. He passed away a few days ago. Came out of Mississippi. Did what the artists in this art do. He played and he sang and he moved around from one place to another, and if you could get him a chair, he was happy. And according to everything I've read and talked to friends of mine about him, he was just a sweet man throughout. He didn't take himself too seriously, and then helped a lot of people on the way. I brought some early stuff for you, RPM Records. We'll hear two from Memphis, 1952, his guitar and vocal. And then to the time in 56 when he got to L.A., we'll hear two parts of Dark as the Night and Did You Ever Love a Woman and Let's Do the Boogie in memory of B.B. King.
Now it is 3 o'clock in the morning. Can't even close my eyes. Oh, 3 o'clock in the morning, baby. Can't even close my eyes. Well, I can't find my baby. Satisfied. Lord, I've looked around me. Well, my baby can't be found. Well, I've looked all around me, people. Well, my baby can't be found. Well, if I don't find my baby, I'm going down to the bowling ground. That's where the men hang out at. Well, I'm bound to find them. Come here, baby. dear. Oh, goodbye, everybody. Lord, I believe this is it. For my sin. Oh, got me, and I want my baby home. If your baby loves you, keep her home and treat her nice. If your baby loves you, you better keep her home and treat her nice. Well, never mistreat a good woman. There's some doggone good advice.
In the morning, stay at home every day, even wash the dishes if you have to go away. You send the children to school, even mend the holes, stay up all night with the babies, even wash their dirty clothes. I'm not afraid to
when it's time to go to bed. The woman grabs you in her arm. She holds you real tight. She holds you with all her charm. She calls you a lot of sweet names. Then she turned out the light. She set your soul on fire. And you say, baby, things are alright. Oh, another woman. And you deserve to wish on your life. Oh, you do all the things. Oh, the woman, let me be
of B.B. King, and selected RPM 78 records, two from Memphis, 1952, 3 o'clock blues, and That Ain't the Way to Do It, and then from Los Angeles, 1956, Dark is the Night, part one and two, and The Beauty, Did You Ever Love a Woman, and Let's Do the Boogie, B.B. King. And for us, a lot of stuff. And a lot of memories about him. B.B. King, right here. 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU and the Art of Jazz comes from the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
KPLU welcomes the 41st Annual Seattle International Film Festival with 400 films from 80 countries. SIFF is the largest, most highly attended film festival in the United States. Films will be shown at 10 different venues in the greater Seattle area. Kevin Bacon and Jason Schwartzman are among the honorable attendees this year. The festival runs through June 7th. More information is on the calendar at kplu.org.
Up next, Jerry Mulligan's baritone saxophone and his concert jazz band, 1960 Verve Records. We'll hear Sweebada Babada by Mulligan and Django's Castle by Django Reinhardt.
Thank you.
From the Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band, 1960 for Verve Records, his baritone sax, Bob Brookmeyer's valve trombone, Buddy Clark's great bass, as well as Mel Lewis's drums, Zoot Sims' tenor saxophone, Sweebidabobida by Mulligan, and then Django's Castle by Django Reinhardt. And then the original Paris 1949 recording, Django on guitar and Stefan Grappelli on violin, and Django's Castle. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from GET, Washington's Guaranteed Education Tuition Program, helping parents save for college with a state guarantee, flexible plans, and a nationwide choice of colleges. Information and online enrollment at get.wa.gov. I'm
winter, yet my heart within me cries, for I see there's something missing in your eyes. When you whisper words so tender, I just can't believe they're lies, till I see there's something missing in your eyes. Your kisses and caresses are as warm as they used to be, though someone else may share them with me. I'd be loving you forever, never see through your disguise, if there wasn't something missing in your eyes.
Set of two for you, Chet Baker, trumpet, 1953 Pacific Jazz, A Dandy Line, L-I-N-E, written by Jack Montrose, who was playing tenor in that band, as well as Herb Geller, Bob Gordon on baritone saxophone, Rush Freeman on piano, Joe Mondragon on bass, Shelly Mann on the drums, and Chet on trumpet, as I said, 1953. Then 1930, Smith Ballou. His voice, his band, There's Something Missing in Your Eyes for Columbia Records. That was written by J. Wolf Gilbert and Dave Dreyer. Right there. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Hope you're having a fine time in your life. Hope you laugh a lot. Find something to laugh about. This is 88.5. KPLU, and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from the Washington Osteopathic Medical Association, offering patients seeking a new family doctor or specialist a choice of osteopathic physicians, including internists, surgeons, obstetricians, gynecologists, and most other medical specialists. More at WOMA.org. Support for KPLU comes from STG, presenting Kids in the Hall, the five-man sketch comedy troupe featuring characters from their HBO show and new material at the Paramount Theater in Seattle on Friday, May 29th. Tickets available now at the Paramount box office and at stgpresents.org.
National controversies over police violence forced a New Jersey police chief to question the whole relationship between police and communities of color.
Did we ever truly create a basis of trust in our most challenged communities in the country?
I'm Steve Inskeep. Police rethink what happened long before officers used force on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
And this is The Art of Jazz, and I'm going to present two for you. J.J. Johnson, his trombone, his quintet, 1946, and Frankie Lane singing for you from Los Angeles, 1946. Thank you. J.J. Johnson played his trombone and played one called Mad Bebop, 1946 Savoy Records. Cecil Payne on alto saxophone, Bud Powell piano, Leonard Gaskin bass, and Max Roach on the drums. Frankie Lane, 1946, in L.A. for Mercury Records with Carl Fisher playing the piano, Barry Botkin playing guitar, Artie Bernstein bass, and on vibes, Lou Singer. And their rendition of a Fats Waller, Andy Rassav hit called Blue, Turning Gray Over You. This is The Art of Jazz. You're listening to 88.5. We're National Public Radio. That's all you great folks out there who have contributed steadily by listening, telling people about the programs, telling people how important it is to keep things going that you really like, because they do go away. Dippermouth Blues now. Dippermouth was a lovingly polite composition that Joe Oliver wrote for his second clarinetist, Louis Armstrong, because of the way Louis's mouth looked. They got kind of rude, though. They call him Satchel Mouth, like a suitcase. I mean, anyway, that's where the name came. Satch, okay, Satchmo, short for Satch, Satchel Mouth. We got that great name for him. Anyway, King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band, 1923, are going to do Dippermouth Blues. And then 1939, Muggsy Spanier, his cornet, and his band for Bluebird are going to do Dippermouth Blues. Dipper Mouth Blues, Two Places, Chicago, 1923, Joe Oliver's band, with Louis Armstrong, second cornet, Honoré Dutré on trombone, Johnny Dodds playing clarinet, Lillian Harden at the piano, Bud Scott playing banjo and doing the vocal break, and Baby Dodge, Johnny's younger brother, playing drums. Then Muggsy Spanier, who used to go down to south side of Chicago to hear that band of Joe Oliver's, did his version and honored him by playing his solo, Oliver's solo, almost exactly on his cornet of Dipper Mouth Blues. George Bruni's playing trombone, and he had the vocal break. Rod Kless clarinet. Bernie Billings on tenor saxophone. Joe Bushkin on piano. And two of the greats in this style of music, bass Bob Casey and drumming of Don Carter, Joe Oliver, and Muggsy Spanier, right there in Dipper Mouth Blues. Herb Lance now is going to sing Candlelight, and then George Shearing's quintet is going to do Pick Yourself Up.
As I serenade, and I miss you so, darling. Since you're gone, I'm awake till dawn. I've read every book you left. There's nothing to do but wait for you by the candle glow. I'm so all alone these blue nights, watching all the candles slowly burn, kneeling here beside the low light, you to return till the day you be once again with me. I'm wanting the world to know your shadows will be my soul company by the candle glow. Thank you.
Sang for you, 1948, Candlelight, Ray Abrams tenor, Al Haig piano, Jimmy Rainey on guitar, Gene Ramey on bass, and Charlie Perry on the drums. Then George Shearing Quintet, 1950, MGM Records, his piano, Marjorie Hyams on vibes, Chuck Wayne playing guitar, John Levy on bass, and Denzel Best playing the drums. They did Pick Yourself Up. That comes from the pen of Jerome Kern and the pen of Dorothy Fields. They did that in 1936 for Swing Time. I recommend that movie. And that song was introduced by Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. All right, Herb Lance and George Shearing. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at KPLU.org, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. Mildred Bailey now, 1935, and Georgie All and his great band in L.A. of 1949.
You told me that you loved me true, and I believed in you. You broke your vow, now somehow seems I'm always blue. But there'll come a day when you're far away. You'll sit alone and cry, for me you'll sigh, and the days that have gone by. Someday, sweetheart, you may be sorry for what you've done to my poor heart. You may regret the vows you've broken, and the things you did made us drift apart. You're happy now and can't you reap will make you weep someday, sweetheart.
You weep someday, sweetheart.
Mildred Bailey, in 1935, sang Someday Sweetheart with Gordon Griffin on trumpet, Chu Berry on tenor saxophone, Teddy Wilson piano, Dick McDonough guitar, Artie Bernstein bass, and Eddie Doherty on the drums. All that for Vocalion Records. Then, in Los Angeles, 1949, Georgie Auld's tenor and his great band for Discovery Records and Jimmy Van Heusen's Darn That Dream, arranged by the trombonist who soloed, Billy Bowers, and some fine piano always by Jimmy Rolls, Mildred Bailey, and Georgie Auld. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from Solterra, committed to building sustainable structures efficiently. Solterra is on a mission to reconnect people with nature through sustainable structures in urban environments. Solterra is now seeking architects and project managers. Details at solterra.com.
How, 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 how. It's the weekend, and KPLU has the blues.
Well, Mother doesn't exactly approve of this type of music.
Well, we have 6 hours of blues every Saturday and Sunday night.
That's what I call cooking with grease.
Join me for All Blues, Saturdays and Sundays from 6 to midnight here on 88.5 KPLU.
See, this man got the blues right there.
Now into the spiritual world, a very important world in connection with the music that I play. We'll hear two unaccompanied vocal ensembles. The first, the Belmont Silvertone Jubilee Singers from 1939, and from Charlotte, North Carolina, 1937, for Bluebird Records, the Golden Gate Gospel Quartet.
As long as I'm in this world,
hello now,
I am the light of this world. My goal to my head, just as long as I'm in this world,
hello now,
I am the light of this world.
We go to my
for head, just as long as I'm in this world.
Hello now,
I am the light of this world. My go to my head, just as long as I'm in this world.
Hello now,
I am the light of this world.
I met my mother this morning, and I shook her cool and icy hands. Well, I met my mother this evening, and she was talking about the promised land.
We go to my
for just as long as I'm in this world.
Hello now,
I am the light of this world. Just as long as I'm in this world,
hello now,
I am the light of this world.
You let me tell you,
for just as long as I'm in this world,
hello now,
I am the light of this world. My God, to my head, just as long as I'm in this world,
hello now,
I am the light of this world.
We go to my
for just as long as I'm in this world,
hello now,
I am the light of this world. My God, to my head, just as long as I'm in this world.
achieve those goals. Whoa, whoa. Get on board. Better get your ticket now. My love, achieve those goals. Whoa. Whoa. You better get your business right. You better set your house in order, friends. You know the train gonna be heavin'
there. Oh, Lord.
Don't you ever be so
wild.
Hear the bells a-tolling. Don't you ever hit your exhaust and trim. You know the train gonna be heavin' there.
Oh, Lord.
Now this Gucci and us the pearly gates of heaven. Can't you imagine that you can hear this train? She blows so far, love so low. You know the train gonna be hit. Then she blows when
the train gonna be hit. Ah, Lord.
What the voice can do. And if you're old enough to remember steam trains, as I am, and they got it, the sound of the horn, the whistle at night, and the rhythm. The Belmont Silvertone Jubilee Singers, 1939, In the Light of the World, and Golden Gate Gospel Quartet, Golden Gate Gospel Train, unaccompanied vocals. Right there. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU. We're here for you. Cannonball Adderley now. A couple of places. Live at Shelley's Manhole in Los Angeles, 1965. And for Riverside Records, 1958.
Thank you. That's Work Song, written by my brother Nat Adderley, who is very talented. He seems to have it together. Comes from a good family, you see.
Thank you.
Cannonball Adderley, two different years, 1958, excuse me, 65, at Shelley's Manhole in Los Angeles. And Work Song, written by his brother Nat, who was playing the cornet. Joe Zawinul playing piano. Sam Jones bass and Louis Hayes on drums, Capitol Records. Then 1958, Riverside Records, Blue Mitchell trumpet, Bill Evans on piano, Sam Jones here again on bass, and Philly Joe Jones playing the drums, and one that Julian Adderley wrote called Straight Life. Julian Cannonball Adderley. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from Integrative Family law attorneys who help clients reduce conflict in divorce, reach sound financial agreements, and stay focused on their children's best interest. Serving King, Snohomish, and Pierce counties. More at integrativefamilylaw.com.
Mosaic Records has a new box of their incredible material that they do so beautifully. Number 259. Complete Commodore and Decca, Eddie Condon and Bud Freeman sessions. And I brought along a couple of things for you, a taste out of that wonderful meal. First up, Eddie Condon's Orchestra 1946. For Decca Records, and guest vocalist Bing Crosby.
I used to think I could live without you, but I admit that I changed my mind. I go to sleep and I dream about you, and through the day you can always find me blue, because we're parted. Broken hearted. There was a time I was jolly. You know the reason I'm melancholy blue and oh so lonely. I want you only. We made a blunder, and lots of times I wonder, dear, if you're blue too. after you've gone and left me crying.
After you've gone, there's no denying,
you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad,
you'll miss the dearest pal you've ever had.
There'll come a time, now don't forget it,
there'll come a time when you'll regret it.
Someday when you grow lonely, your heart'll break like mine, you'll want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away. Gentlemen, obviously. Take off those boxing gloves, Bush. When Madame Pompadour broke up a ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen, obviously, the madam has the cutest personality. And think of all those books about DuBarry's looks. What was it made her the toast of Paris? She had a well-developed personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet? Or Pierrot in Pierrette? Or Jupiter in Juno? You know. And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality. Thank you. or Pyrrho in Pyrrhus, or Jupiter in Juno, you know. And when Salome danced and had the bars entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see. The kid was simply loaded with personality.
Bing Crosby with Eddie Condon's band, 1946 in L.A., Decca Records, and as I said, issued now by Mosaic Records, their box number 259. The band, Wild Bill Davison, playing the cornet. Brad Gowans playing an invention of his called the Valide. He combined... had a machine shop in the basement at home, and he combined the slide and the valve trombone in one. Years later, Maynard Ferguson used that. And then Joe Dixon's fine clarinet, Bud Freeman's tenor saxophone, Gene Schroeder playing piano on Blue and Broken Hearted, Joe Sullivan playing piano on After You've Gone, Joe Bushkin playing piano on Personality, Bobby Haggard on bass, and George Wetling playing the drums. What's nice about what Mosaic does is they don't leave anything out. I mean, they find the stuff, and lots of things were put on the shelf and forgotten about because Crosby stopped singing and said something. Well, they thought that was interesting, and so do I, and so they brought that as well, and we'll hear more of that kind of wonderment in a moment. But first, this is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from Bastyr Center for Natural Health in Wallingford, offering a range of health services for the family, including nutrition and counseling. New patients meet with a care team to form a comprehensive view of their health needs. Insurance plan and health information online at bastyrcenter.org.
Support for KPLU comes from Mount Vernon in the Skagit Valley, offering high-tech companies fiber infrastructure, office space, a workforce, and no traffic jams, except during the Tulip Festival. More information at SkagitNextTech.com.
Hi, this is Kirsten Kendrick. As a listener, I always felt like Morning Edition was my companion. Now that I'm your host, I really try to bring that feeling to the other side of the microphone. Along with presenting you with news from the Northwest and around the world, I want to help you plan your morning and your day. What's happening with your commute? Is there a sports event that will affect traffic later in your day? What kind of weather can we expect? Anything that impacts your day in any way, you'll hear about it on Morning Edition.
Morning Edition, weekdays from 4 until 9 on KPLU.
The other item I brought of that box from Mosaic was a 1947 Decca of Condon's band, his guitar, Wild Bill Davison cornet, Jack Teagarden vocal and trombone, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Gene Schroeder on piano, Condon, as I said, playing the guitar, Moy Raymond playing the string bass, and Johnny Blowers playing the drums.
Old Deacon's previn, his rock was given, a way of living right. Said he no winging, no ragtime singing tonight. Up jumped Aunt Hager and shouted out with all her might. Oh, just hear Aunt Hager's children harmonizing to that old mournful tune. It's like a choir from on high blues. If the devil brought it, the good Lord sent it right down to me. I'll let the congregation join while I play those loving acres blues. We'll be right back. use of preaching. Ain't no use of teaching.
Thank you. Hell, you got it.
No, you're a D-flat, so you get a B-flat sitting up here. Jack, take it from here.
Condon, his guitar, his band, 1947. And we heard At Hager's Blues by W.C. Handy and Tim Brim. Down Among the Sheltering Palms by James Brockman and Abe Ullman. And two takes of Ida, Sweet as Apple Cider by Eddie Leonard. Bill Davison, cornet, Jack Teagarden, vocal and trombone, Pee Wee Russell, clarinet, Gene Schroeder on piano, Condon guitar, Maury Raymond on string bass, and Johnny Blowers playing the drums. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 88.3, KPLK Cedro Willie 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks very much for being out there.
Thank you, Ken Wiley, for another great edition of The Art of Jazz. And thank you, Ken Wiley, for what you do for over 35 years, making Sundays an absolute must-listen on 88.5 KPLU. We appreciate it so much. Such great music. Good evening, my friend. Michael Stein in for John Kessler tonight. All Blues teeing up just around the corner as soon as we cast our eyes to the stars.
Stardate, May 17th. You can organize a constellation's stars in many ways, by brightness, color, position, and so on. But the system that astronomers have been using for centuries can't quite make up its mind. In most